This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with his Vietnam counterpart during a state visit in Hanoi on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has details.
Putin received a welcoming ceremony at Hanoi's presidential palace as he arrived in Vietnam for a state visit. The Russian president was greeted by Vietnamese President Tô Lâm. In Hanoi, the Russian leader is scheduled to meet the Communist Party General Secretary, Vietnam's most powerful politician. The visit comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The trip has resulted in a sharp rebuke from the U.S. Embassy in the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korea says it will consider sending arms to Ukraine after Russia and North Korea rattle the region and beyond by signing a pact to come to each other's defense in the event of war. The comments from a senior presidential official came on Thursday, hours after North Korea's state media released the details of the agreement. Observers say it could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and Pyongyang since the end of the Cold War. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters the U.S. military-built pier in Gaza was unloading humanitarian aid again on Thursday after being removed for a second time last week because of rough seas. The pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday.
Overnight, the transfer of humanitarian assistance from Cyprus to Gaza resumed with more than 656 metric tons.
The pier, which cost the U.S. at least $230 million, was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. It's faced numerous setbacks.